Good morning. It is February 8th, 2013. The time is 5:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And I have been up for about an hour now. Got up early. Of course, this would be my normal time. I'd be waking up. But I've been up for an hour. Of course, I went to bed early last night, but got a good solid 8 to 9 hours worth of sleep. So, I'm fully rested. Just been tinkering around, looking at Twitter and Google Plus, and haven't checked out Audioboo yet. I figured I'd do an Audioboo first. And you can see from the cover art that we have a pending storm approaching where I'm at. Two storms that will converge into one, which will be called a northeastern, or it is called a northeastern. And we've already had the National Weather Service winter storm warning that was issued yesterday that starting at about 10 a.m. today, this morning, we will be expected to see anywhere from 6, 8 to 10 inches of snow in my county and in the next county over to the east of me. And then probably more snow more further east because the northeastern is supposed to converge right there off of the Long Island coast, or New Jersey to Long Island coastline there. But we're going to be getting a lot of snow. We have, as of yet, no snow falling this morning. I was out earlier, or just a little bit here with Max out in the backyard doing his doggy thing, and I got him fed along with Jack. But there's no new snow out in the backyard. It's just all the leftover melted snow that's still sitting there. And so we'll be getting a fresh dusting of snow, in a sense. And so that'll be something to look forward to, I guess. Nothing you do about it when you have the storms coming in. You just let it snow and then just sort of trudge through it after it happens. Also, revisiting this audio editor that I see at Documentally is revisiting. So I didn't really give it a fair shake, I guess, when I downloaded the app here on my iPad mini, which I'm talking to you now on. And it's called the, I probably butcher this name, the Hokusai Audio Editor, Hokusai. Apologize for if I mispronounced it. I didn't really give it a fair shakedown, I guess, when I initially looked at it, but I don't know, seeing that Christian's looking at it again, I guess it sparked my interest to maybe look at it as well. It's an audio editor that sort of something like Soundwave or WavePad that I use, so I'll look at it, and I'm a little picky, I guess, on the apps I want to put on my iPad mini here, so not to clog it up with a lot of apps like I have with my iPod Touches. Well, at least one of my iPod Touches is overloaded, but still has a lot of space left on it. So I'm going to be a little choosy as the apps I place, and if I don't really use them fully, they're not going to be sitting on my iPad mini here, which I got my case in, which it looks very nice. I audio boot about the case. I think there's a few audio boos back that the one I was going to be getting, and it works out great. I have it sitting here in the landscape mode with the keyboard and everything, and the keyboard works quite well. And of course, be nice to have the audio boo app configured for an iPad instead of sitting on its side. I guess there's an update of some sort. I heard, who did I hear? I heard there's a few people testing a new Audioboo beta app that's coming out. Oh, it was DVBMBE, Dave there in Bosnia, that indicated that he's beta testing it. So I'll be interested to see how that comes out as far as info on that. And I'm about out of time. So you all have a good morning. Be far safe. Be far wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And peace. I'm going to finish my cup of coffee here to get a second one. Later.